Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the science.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. 1 million Lagosians listen to hard facts. They cannot be wrong. Thank you for tuning in alongside them today. I've got a great show for you, starting with the big three. Let's talk about reactions to Tinubu saying subsidy is done. Then let's talk about other reactions to his inaugural address. And then let's talk about a Lagos mother accusing her son's principal of brutality. Chukwudi will bring you community your report today. And on the big hard fact, let's talk about the new governors in Kano and Rivers. I will have the various heads of news from those states join us. I'm talking about our sister stations in Kano and in Rivers State. Now, of course, after the news at 6, it's the step down. And on the step down, let's talk about a woman's experience with a boyfriend who was insecure about her earning more than him. Oh, yes. 6 o'clock today. 6:15, actually, after the news. 6:15, let's have that conversation. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of every hour. But let's get started with today's big three, Lagos. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the big three.
On hard facts.
On 99.3, Nigeria Info.
Should the new president and the old one have handled news about the end of fuel subsidy? How was Tinubu's inaugural speech? How widespread is the teacher brutality problem? Those are your big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Bola Tinubu said fuel subsidy is done and filling stations stopped selling. That's our first story. It's a story you've been talking about all day. I know that because just as I was walking into the studio, I was listening to this insert from our news. That's the news at 3 o'clock, of course.
I'll be here around after 6. Because most of the fuel stations are not selling. We have already said that they will come out the subsidy. That is why we are facing all this thing.
Is our president just said that he has moved fuel subsidy. And the subsidy now triggers the people that has fuel station. They believe this, they will increase the price.
I left my house 4:30 this morning and I got to Mobile. I saw the queue has gotten to that traffic light bending from 5 o'clock till now.
I've come all the way from Webavo down to here 5 o'clock this morning to make sure that I will get the fuel. And I wonder that we'll just get new government going to face this kind of challenge. Total disappointment in this country. Where are we heading to?
I'm not happy. Let me just be open. I'm not happy because food stuff, everything now will racket very high now. So everything you buy like 30 naira will now become like 80 naira because of the speech.
We also heard from a few other customers. Here's what they said.
It's not the government. Many finishes on the halfway. I was here yesterday. I asked the manager. The man said the halfway, but they cannot sell it. I said, why? He said from above. They said they should not sell fuel. So it's not the government, too. It's ourselves.
The government did not announce that, okay, everybody, the fuel that you bought for 180 something or 140 something, start selling it for 300 and something, start selling it for 600. It's Nigerians that are making that decision to sell this fuel they bought at this price at a higher price because they want to make that profit margin. It's just like they look for any little opportunity to exploit their fellow Nigerians.
It's more like something that has been there over time. I think we've been in denial. The current president now comes in and says, look, we need to remove this. Then we have to remove it. I mean, let's suffer this in a couple of months and the country will still go back and stabilize.
Now, I need to point out something. Bola Tinubu is not the one ending subsidy. President Buhari and the Ninth Assembly agreed to put only 6 months of subsidy in the 2023 budget. You and I talked about it over and over and over and over and over again on Hard Facts. In fact, the original plan was to end subsidy on January 1st, but then Buhari extended it by 6 months. His finance minister said it was because of the election. You and I talked about it here on Hard Facts. I'm talking about Zainab Ahmed. She admitted that it was purely politics because the APC was worried that if they remove subsidy before the elections, they'll lose. So they extended it. Now elections are over. Subsidy is ending. What I'm trying to say to you is Bola Tinubu was not giving some breaking news. He was not announcing a new policy. But it seems like many Nigerians were not aware or did not have it at the top of their minds, including the fuel stations themselves. So now there are fuel queues all over Lagos and many other cities across the country. Lots of the stations are closed. Some Nigerians say that the stations are waiting to sell their fuel at the new market price in June. Now, all of that being said, do you think Tinubu should have announced it that way at the swearing in? You have critics who say that the nature of the announcement helped trigger the panic. But you also have those who say, what else could he have done? How else could he have informed Nigerians that very soon the subsidy will end? Maybe it's the use of the phrase subsidy is gone. Did that communicate that it was gone from yesterday? Is that part of the confusion? Is that what caused the panic? Is that why people are allegedly hoarding fuel at different fueling stations? Then we also have to ask questions about the past administration, because like I said, they ended the subsidy when they were writing the budget. Do you think that in the last 5 months, they could have been communicating it more so that more Nigerians were aware and bracing themselves and preparing themselves? Do you agree with the critics who say that if the Buhari administration had kept ringing the bell out about end of subsidy, the reaction yesterday and today wouldn't have been as strong or as panicked? 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. Now, we're going to talk about some of those reactions in a moment, but first, let me hear from you. Did Tinubu handle the comms around the end of subsidy properly? What about Buhari? Have you seen fuel? Is fuel scarce in your area? Are there queues in your area? Have you been in a queue today? On my way into work this morning, I saw long lines on the Lekki Express. Same thing in Ikoyi as well. Kegs already lining everywhere. People waiting to sell black market. 0146571190. That's our number for women. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Of course, if you are abroad, join us over Skype. Skype is Nigeria Inc. for FM. And yes, we've got WhatsApp too. If you cannot call in, WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3.
Hey, Sandra.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. Chinenwa calling.
Welcome, Chinenwa. Talk to me.
Yeah, so do you know that at the 40% of Nigerians don't even know the name of fuel subsidy remover? So people think it's just they are removing the hardship from us. That's why when he made that statement, people are clapping. So even this morning, I have three or two people asking me, what is the removal of fuel subsidy? I think it's a good thing, at least things will be cheap. I said, no, I start to explain. Yes, they don't know. Some of them don't know what is fuel subsidy remover. They will think it's removing the hardship from the people. So I think we'll start by explaining to people what the fuel subsidy remover is. Because this morning, I see panic buyers, even in the market. the market, go to market, come and see Rush. People are buying rice, buying beef, buying everything. Even me, I was one of the panic buyers. So I bought rice, I bought beef.
Why did you panic buy?
I don't know whether, because as it stands now, it will affect some prices of market commodities.
Okay. Okay. Like, so you wanted to buy cheap just, now, and then
I don't buy food stuff and keep. I buy beef, I buy rice. I just buy it and keep. Mm. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. Understand?
Okay. All right, Chinewa. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Joy.
Joy, welcome. Talk to me.
Thank you. Sandra, I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
If you buy something for 30 naira, and you sell for 35 naira, and while you're still selling for 35 naira, you got a message that I think you bought for 30 naira is now sold for 50 naira, what would you do? How much would you sell it?
50 naira.
Would you still be selling for 35 naira?
No.
That is what is happening to the marketers. Nigerians who are saying you bought 85 naira, why are you not selling for... Are you a business person? If you buy something cheap and later you are still in your shop selling, you have old stock, and that thing now goes to 500 naira, my sister. If you sell, still retain your 185 naira, you will not have capital to go back to buy that same goods again.
Hmm.
That is what is happening. People should open their eyes and understand. It's not by going to school. Go to school and know other things too. That is business. So the market people, they are waiting. You know, when you said it is not Tinubu that put that remove first of it, Sandra, I beg to differ with you because his announcement yesterday shows that he accepted his part of it.
But he didn't have a choice. There's no provision for subsidy.
No, he didn't have a choice. He wouldn't have said it. He wouldn't have mentioned it. I mean, then he will not discuss with his economic team. When he appoints them, and look at what is on board. Look at what this government has done. What are we going to do? Should we remove this subsidy now, or should we have to hold, or should we put all these things or this and this in place before this? That's how to do it. If he made that the announcement yesterday, so that yes, he is part of it. He accepted it. Buhari just helped him to make pronouncement, and he came yesterday to confirm that pronouncement. So when you say, please, Sandra, don't say it is not Tinubu. He accepted it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Joy, for calling. We've got Dambaba on the line. Hi, Dambaba.
Good afternoon, Madam Sandra.
Talk to me, Dambaba.
You see, if Tinubu like, let him say subsidy is gone. If he like, let's say subsidy don't go, Nigeria will remain the same. You see, we ourselves should blame, you know, ourselves for our misbehavior. In this country, we like to take advantage too much. I'm happy that your studio went out to seek view from Nigerians to hear what Nigerians have to say. A lot of marketers are waiting for this opportunity for them to hike price. Your last caller just said that if you buy something for how much, for 50 naira or 30 naira, where they increase the price. The truth is that you got something for 50 naira, and now they're increasing it to 100 naira. Say the one you bought for 50 naira for 60 naira. Now, when you purchase the other one, you can increase. We all do business now. Why are we deceiving ourselves? All this advantage that we are taking, we are just exploit one another, and it's creating hardship for us. Let us stop deceiving ourselves. These marketers have fuel. Why are they not selling? This is a question we need to ask them. And DPR need to wake up and start selling this petrol station. They have fuel they don't want to sell. The fuel you bought for 80-something naira, you want to sell it for 500 naira. For God's sake, why?
Nobody's buying for 80-something naira, Sha.
No, I'm just giving you an example.
Average price of fuel is 250-something. Subsidy is the reason you're
subsidy,
buying it.
That is why we buy for how much?
Yes, and subsidy ends the 1st of June.
It's not to the end of the 1st of June. Let's start from there now. Then you can increase price. Why are these panic buying and hiking of prices? That is what we are complaining. DRP should wake up and see this petrol station. Some people are wicked in this country.
Thank you very much for calling, Dambaba, 99.3.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Chidima.
Chidima, welcome. Talk to me.
Thank you. Yes, on this subsidy issue, quite truth is not just something that came up overnight, like you said. The last administration have been emphasizing on that and postponed. But Sandra, we expected the current president, first of all, he should have met with the stakeholders, I mean. Mm. Are you getting me?
Okay.
He should have, first of all, met with the stakeholders and then discuss about this issue and then come up with a plan. And then he has not even addressed Nigeria as a father. He has not even addressed, it's like a child is crying. You now pinch him and I say sorry. That is what he came to do. He's in Nigeria, Pastor. He's not from outside country. He knows what Nigerians are passing through. And as a father, I expected him meeting with the stakeholders first, discussing this issue, now come up with a plan, the way that the thing will not just hit Nigerians like that. But unfortunately, this is what we are getting. I mean, it's not proper. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Chinima, for calling. One of my missions in life is to get Nigerians to stop referring to politicians as fathers. They're not your fathers. They're not my father, definitely. They are not the fathers of the nation. They are the employees of the nation. They're the servants of the nation. My mission in life is to get Nigerians to start thinking of politicians as their servants, their employees, their staff, not their fathers. Once we get there, it's going to change a lot of the ways that we engage with politicians and the policies that they make and etc. etc. So that's my mission in life. Ola is on the line. Ola, how you doing?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Talk to me, Ola.
Yeah, this is Ola.
Yes, go ahead.
I think the subsidy has been around for a while because the news, it has been in the news since last year. And when, I don't know how people are just like getting it wrong, because it was said that the subsidy will end in July ending. Tinubu mentioning it, I don't think that has anything to do with it. You know that he said that he's going to implement it straight away, Abby? So I don't know how people are now saying he shouldn't have said that. Even he begged that by December to remove this subsidy. Nigeria factor is still coming. Because people just like want to take advantage of ourselves for no reason. Everyone just wants to be rid of our life. That's all I just say about it.
Ola, thank you very much for calling. We've got messages on WhatsApp, so let's take a look at some of them. For those of us who are in diaspora trying to call, please give us a sec. We'll come to those calls in a bit. Adedeji from Ayobo says, Nigerians are the most cumbersome entities of human beings to govern. A newly elected president just made a pronouncement that fuel subsidy is gone in his inaugural speech. He hasn't even acted on it. He just made a pronouncement only. Look at the conspiracy theory of sabotage that follows suit. Like, seriously, Nigerians don't love themselves. At every slight opportunity, we love taking advantage of one another by exploiting ourselves. We are the problems of ourselves, not the government. Peter Oyewole says, if President Tinubu is not part of this arrangement, he wouldn't have come up with this harsh announcement less than 1 hour in office. So far, the budget of the year covers subsidy till June. He should have waited till then when he got into the office properly. Meet with his team to see how to reduce the pains of Nigerians. All right. Abe from Ikorodu says, Sandra, the woman caller understands business philosophies. You don't continue selling at the old price when the purchase price increases, except you want to go out of business, minus too much markups. My problem is Buhari should have calculated the possible new price, made it known before the subsidy removal, so that the increment wouldn't go beyond that price, even when it's too sudden like has just happened. All right, Abe, thank you for your message. This one says, former President Buhari said cows are easier to manage than some Nigerians. Sandra, we are our own problem. I have a problem with that comment from the former president, because Nigerians were literally sitting on their own, literally minding their business, when the former president decided, you know what I want to do? I want to run for president. I think I can do it. And he tried and tried and tried for years, 12 years. And then he got the opportunity and governed for 8 years. So I think it's quite the weird thing to eventually then turn around and say, oh, they're harder to govern, that nobody asked you to govern. You woke up and decided to throw your hat in the ring. So don't repeat that statement that he made. It's not complimentary to you or to me. We'll be right back. We're still staying with subsidy removal. NNPC says there's no need to panic. Mele Kyari says there's enough petrol in the country to last 30 days. So what that means is there's no need for stations to be closed right now. The Kwara State Governor agrees, Abdulrahman Abdulrazak, that is. He says that any station refusing to sell petrol right now is hoarding. And he has set up a task force to catch and punish them. He said, quote, creating artificial scarcity amounts to an intentional misrepresentation of the statement of President Bola Tinubu on the question of fuel subsidy. The people should not be made to undergo any hardship. Hoarding fuel bought at subsidized prices and creating panic in the state is opportunistic and will not be condoned. His Excellency, the Deputy Governor, Mr. Kayode Alabi, will be leading a task force to ensure that no fuel marketer causes undue hardship to the citizens in Kwara State. Fuel stations are to note that the task force will dip into their pits. Any filling station found to be hoarding fuel will have their certificate of occupancy revoked, among other penalties. That's from Kwara State. Now, of course, you have to ask if a state government has the right to penalize a petrol station with a CFO revocation without trial, you know, but that one's a legal matter. The lawyers will have to weigh in there. IPMAN has spoken. IPMAN, that's the Independent Petroleum Marketers Association of Nigeria. They say it's unfair of Buhari to end the subsidy on his way out and that President Tinubu should not go along with it unless the local refineries are fixed. IPMAN said, quote, we are not in support of the removal of the fuel subsidy at this time. We've said it repeatedly that our refineries should be fixed before taking such decision that will cause galloping inflation and inflict more hardship on the masses. The government of President Tinubu should not adopt what is in the transition document handed over to it by the president, by the administration of former President Muhammadu Buhari. Someone, Buhari, who for 8 years did not remove subsidy, is advising the new government to remove it. That is not fair and should not be adopted. Rather, the new government should sit and discuss with marketers and other stakeholders on how to manage the fuel subsidy regime. We now have the Dangote refinery, but all our refineries are still not working, so we don't think removing subsidy is the right thing to do for now. End quote. Now, of course, Lagos, we've talked about the four government refineries. We talk about it all the time. And the expert consensus is that they would take so much money and so much time to fix, and that it's not worth it. We're almost better off selling the parts for scrap than fixing them. But of course, lots of Nigerians disagree because we are really married to the idea that we can turn those refineries around and that if we turn them around, they will all supply all our petrol needs. Not likely, but Nigerians are married to that idea. But let's assume, but not concede, that the refineries can be fixed. Can government afford to keep subsidy running with trillions of naira while also spending billions or trillions to fix the refineries? Especially when, of course, all of this will be borrowed money. Those are the questions on my mind. But what do you think about the comments from NNPC and from IPMAN and from the Kwara State Government? Lagos, talk to me. 0700-993-993-993. So again, a reminder. NNPC says no need to panic buy. There's enough fuel for 30 days. Kwara State says if we find anybody hoarding fuel in this state, we'll think of them as somebody trying to sabotage government and the economy, and we are going to revoke their CFO. They don't have the rights to do that, but that's something for the lawyers. Now, well, let me not even say categorically, they don't have the right to do that. The lawyers will have to debate that. So that's what the Kwara State government has said. IPMAN, Association of Marketers, has said, no, we are not in support of removal of subsidy. It wasn't right for Buhari to do it. Buhari, who didn't do it for 8 years, should not be telling the new government to do it at this time. We are not in support of this. We should try and get our refineries to work. However, our refineries working, that's a pipe dream. It's not likely that it's going to happen. But even if it could happen, should we spend, can we afford to spend the trillions, billions of naira it would cost to fix the refineries while subsidizing fuel? All of this with borrowed money? Let's talk on 0700-993-993-993-01465. 7190. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. I've got Ozo joining me. Ozo, welcome. Talk to me.
Hello. Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, Ozo. Talk to me.
Okay, so Sandra, first of all, I disagree with you when you say that Tinubu doesn't have a choice. President Tinubu doesn't have a choice.
Okay.
He has the choice of sending a supplementary budget that we keep the subsidy running. I think when, what was his name? My governor in Anambra, Soludo, came in, I think that was the first thing he did. He sent a supplementary budget to the State Assembly for whatever the reasons he wanted the money for. So I think he could have done that and subsidy could have continued running. Then secondly, I also want to say that there is a problem. We have a particular problem in Nigeria when people make policy, they don't think of what is going to be the reaction, right? Now you want to remove subsidy. You ought to ask yourself, what's going to be the reaction to you removing subsidy? It's going to be this. So I also have a problem with people saying that people are trying to take advantage of the what do you call it, of the situation. Now, once you remove it, of course, people that are doing business are going to adjust to whatever it is that is coming, and then they will sell at the price they want to sell. That's the natural reaction to it. So once you remove that subsidy, they know that if they are going to buy petrol again or buy PMS again, that they are going to buy it at a particular price. They have to adjust so that they keep their businesses running. So that's it. So, and then I think the last thing I want to say is that a part of this subsidy, I believe, is not fraud rent, because that has always been the argument that a huge part of subsidy is fraud rent. Now, that part that is not fraud rent, why can't we continue paying that part and then cut off the fraud rent part?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Ozo. We don't even know how much fuel we're subsidizing. So last week I talked to Lagos about the House of Reps coming back, the committee that was supposed to go and find out how much fuel we consume in Nigeria. They went to go and do their research and they came back and they told the House committee that they don't know how much fuel we consume in Nigeria. And that fuel that
Sandra,
we're consuming in Nigeria... So that's the thing. The fuel we're consuming in Nigeria is what we're supposed to be paying subsidy on. How are we paying subsidy on something that we don't even know how much of it we're subsidizing?
We don't know. It means that you and I, you, Sandra,
government
I
says
and
they don't
myself
know.
Also don't know.
Government
no,
says they
know,
don't know.
No, hold on.
No. I'm telling you, our representatives stood on the floor of the House of Representatives and they said to the committee that was supposed to find the answers to this, and they said, we don't know. They asked them. They gave them a specific task. Go and find out how much fuel Nigeria consumes. They came back and they reported to the House, we don't know.
I wanted to call in the day you were having this particular
conversation.
Program. Mm-hmm. Yes, this particular conversation. I wanted to call in that day because there was an analogy I had in my head that day. Like, okay, you went to buy an orange, mm-hmm, and then you opened your boot, you asked someone, okay, put oranges for me. Mm-hmm. The person said, okay, it's one CD for one. Mm. And then the person put oranges in your boot, closed your boot, and then you asked, okay, how much is your money? You are not looking when the person put the oranges. You ask, how much is your money? The person said 2,000 CD.
Mm.
2,000 CD is like 2,000 oranges. You didn't even ask the person, what? Your natural distance. Mm. Natural should be like, what? What are you saying?
Did you put 2,000 oranges inside?
Give the person the 2,000 CD. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just give the person 2,000 CD.
And we've been doing this for years.
And then you walk away. Mm-hmm. And then the person asks you to buy the oranges. You come and then you open the booth and then the person is seeing the oranges. And then the person you ask to go and buy the orange still has his or her job. It doesn't make sense. Right. So you can't come and tell me that we don't know how much fuel we are consuming, but you are paying. I mean, you are paying people for subsidy, consumed, but you don't know how much is being consumed, but you are paying for it. How is that even possible?
Exactly. So I made that point in response to your point about there are parts of this subsidy that isn't fraudulent, right? How do we know which part isn't fraudulent when we don't know how much fuel we're consuming in the country?
That is it. The thing is that, first of all, mm-hmm, we need to... the people that are paying this subsidy without even knowing how much that is consumed, but they are paying subsidies, first of all, lose their job. And then now we have to cut off that part that is fraudulent and keep the part that is not fraudulent, because they say a huge part of it is fraudulent. So if we cut off that part, maybe that part can now go into the turnaround maintenance of the refinery or whatever. But we have to at least keep paying that part that is not fraudulent. It's helping the people in Nigeria. Okay. It's helping my people in Nigeria.
All right.
So that's what we need to do.
Ozo, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Let me take a look at our callers here in Nigeria. 99.3, hello. Hello?
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
Oh, Sandra.
Hmm?
My name is Nana.
Nana, welcome. Talk to me.
Oh, Sandra.
Hmm?
Okay, let's talk with the quantity.
Okay.
How much?
How much?
Yes.
How much
like
are we spending?
In a liter of fuel, how much is the subsidy?
Okay, so right now, landing cost for a liter of fuel is at over 250 naira.
Okay.
Per liter.
That's plus for subsidy?
No, without subsidy, over 250.
Okay.
Yes.
And then some fuel stations are selling 250, some are selling 185. So if Northwest is selling 185, then it's 250 minus 185, isn't it?
Right.
So that means that plus or minus, fuel should not get above 300.
Right.
And we have bought 400. And 300 is okay. Why don't they just come out and tell us the price? Minus subsidy, this is what you're paying. And then we won't be making, and at least the quantity will now be at the filling station. You can't say that you bought what you didn't buy because it's not in our purse again. It's not coming off us. I don't know whether you understand me.
I understand.
Please, that those people that went on that mission, you know, to view the Canaan land, we need to be calling their names, those senators or House of Reps. Because they could have just used all these school leavers. I remember when they were doing that toll gate. I think Lucy Patrick was always trying to get every day how many cars passed that thing. I don't know whether you remember.
I remember.
I think Lucy Patrick. He was always saying it. Over the time, plus or minus, you could say, this is the number of cars that pass here, or these are the number of cars that pass here. Mm. And within these years, you would have gotten your money, because that was the essence of that. So let them take the one they steal, and the one they add, and the one they minus. Just get the fuel to the fuel station. At least the fuel station owners will not be stealing from themselves again. But we can pay between 250 and 300. Let's know that. Because it's the secrecy and all that is skyrocketing it to 600 and 500.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Nana, for calling. Okay. So we of course have lots of reactions coming in. So let's take a look at some of them on WhatsApp. This one says there was already subsidy paid on the product the marketers are selling at a higher price. That's not business. That's fraud. Steve in Ogun State says, just as the quickest way to make money in Nigeria is politics, so also is this issue of oil subsidy. If you don't remove the subsidy, refineries will never work. No business is as good as buying and selling. One sells as one buys. He or she can never lose. To me, Tinubu should not bow to any pressure. Sandra, good afternoon. Tinubu said he will continue from where Buhari stopped. He also said anytime he will knock at Buhari's door. Since subsidy was removed in kerosene, engine oil, diesel, black oil, aviation fuel, these ones removed, it didn't change anything in the suffering of Nigerians. What about LPG cooking gas? Sandra, Nigerians are suffering, and this suffering just began with this administration. Polycap with that message there. All right. We've got this one here from Peter Oyewole, you know, Ogun State. Peter says, yes, old price can still be retained till when subsidy removal starts properly in June, since it's the government that subsidized the present price. The marketers will reap the government and still reap Nigerians, and the government that subsidizes the product is silence for the citizens to suffer. It's basically lack of action from the government. Old price the government subsidized should still be enforced. All right. Thanks for your message. Let's take this one here from Don Young from Iwaya. Don Young says, I just thank God that everything happening now is something that our new president and others used to mess up GEJ. It's so sad that we are the ones who are going to suffer. He should have just discussed with the stakeholders first before the announcement. But for removal of subsidy, I support. Abraham from Awaya says, oh my word, Nigeria is in big trouble. No fuel anywhere for now. Come and see the way people are trekking to work. Sandra, what do we do? We've got Shein Ijebode who says, considering the amount of corruption that has taken place with subsidy, it is even late as it is to be removed now. More than 4 refineries would have been built with this subsidy money. Subsidy is a scam. It's a means of enriching few Nigerians at the expense of the masses. Many of these our marketers are evil and non-patriotic, enriching themselves with the suffering of their fellow Nigerians. Kudos to my darling president. By God's grace, he will succeed. She from Ijebode, thanks for your message. Peter Ayarinde says, Sandra, what is going on regarding the fuel situation? Exploitation is another proof that Nigeria is a small country, almost totally dictated by one man called the president. He coughed a sentence and the flames are burning in every corner of Nigeria. If this new government is and will take the people first with their experience of knowing Nigeria, shouldn't they anticipate results of policy statements? A driver who drives on a road does 60% of anticipation, or else he'll have an accident that he'll blame the other driver on. Leadership of Nigeria requires deep thinking and chess, because you have the ability of hindsight and history on every similar decision. It is called scenario mapping. You'll ask, if you move this piece, what is the consequence? What were the consequences of similar decisions in history? Dan Baba should not blame Nigerians for not caring and hoping our selfish majority should have behaved like paradise citizens. Impunity will let things like this continue because those who sabotage go scot-free. I'm not surprised about the suffering coming on. The government needs to show more proof of preparation for this national responsibility. Peter Yorinde from Anthony, thank you for your message. Let's come to the phone lines. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you doing? What's your name, sir?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
I'm Clement from Ogijo.
Welcome, Clement from Ogijo.
Ogun State.
Talk to me.
Sister Sandra.
Ma.
Please, this is our country. If we did not change our mindset, Nigeria can never be good.
Okay.
Could you believe, as I'm talking to you right now, a liter of fuel in Ogijo is 600 naira.
600, wow.
600 naira.
It's a lot of money.
And come, see a queue for the filling station. Can I mention the name of the filling station?
Mention the name, yes. Yes, mention the name.
MRS. MRS filling station. So Ogijo Bus Stop. 600 naira per liter. Is this supposed to be? Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Clement, for calling. God bless you as well. Reactions to Bola Tinubu's inaugural address are still coming in. That's our second story. The Labour Party called the speech a slap in the face of Nigerians. That's because they opposed Tinubu's claim in the speech that he won the election fair and square. LP also said that the speech, quote, clearly exposed the shallowness and policy incongruity that his administration, while it lasts, is hoping to bequeath Nigerians, end quote. They also compared it to Buhari's first day in 2015, which they say gave so many promises which were not delivered on. Now, Tinubu got a bit more positive reactions on Broad Street. Naira Metrics is reporting that many finance leaders are happy with his promises on monetary policy. Because remember that he promised to get the CBN to unify the exchange rates and to cap the increase in interest rates. Now, of course, there are questions about how he can deliver on those premises while maintaining the independence of the CBN. We're going to be watching. We'll see. There's also a question about how stopping interest rate hikes will affect inflation. We'll keep our eye on that story and we'll see. But those are some of the reactions to Tinubu's first speech after being sworn in. I want to hear your reaction to his inaugural speech yesterday. 0700-993-993-993. Don't forget, at 5 o'clock today, we'll take a look at the inauguration in River State and the inauguration in Kano State. We'll have our heads of news in Kano and Rivers join me here on Hard Facts to talk about it. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Bola from Ikorodu.
Bola, welcome. Can you speak up for us? You sound very far away.
Okay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Banda. Yes.
Banda, what is even wrong with this, our leader? For this short time that he has been inaugurated, he has started giving excuses and incompetence showing. Are they very incompetent? What is wrong that for them to plan ahead? Plan well. Must they come and be suffering the citizens again? This is why we have been saying that we don't want this man. Is he going to be the same story? The same APC people. They are very, very incompetent. Always making mistakes. And they were giving excuses and lying. Eh? Okay, now, why can't you just sit down and think of how they put up the refineries? Let them repair the refineries. Let everything be working. Before they think of, okay, you want to remove you want to put a stop to the subsidy. Eh? Can't they plan well? Don't they have people to advise them? The only problem is that they only go there and they put wrong people in key positions. People that don't know anything. They are not technocrats. They don't know nothing. They cannot do it. And they'll be putting themselves there by force. Eh? Trying to impose themselves on the people. Eh? They are starting making a mistake again. They are starting making mistakes. It's better one anymore. So I just don't want to go through suffering again, though. Please.
Bola, thank you very much for calling us. Now, of course, the big question of where will the money come from continues. If we say, our refineries have to be fixed, we've already sunk billions of Naira trying to fix the refineries, trillions actually of Naira trying to fix the refineries. We still haven't fixed it. We've been trying to do it since Buhari took over. We haven't done it. We were trying to do it under Jonathan. We didn't do it. We're trying to do it under Yar'Adua. We didn't do it. We've been trying to fix our refineries forever. We've not been able to, and now we're broke. So can we afford to spend money fixing refineries while spending money on subsidies? Can we afford it? That's the big question. We've got messages on WhatsApp. Sandra, if one person can build a new refinery in 6 years, and the CEO said in a statement that he thanked our CBN governor for funding him with millions of dollars in order to build and complete the refinery, I see no reason why the same CBN governor cannot assist other investors to build refineries, be it modular or complete standard refineries. Let's see if the country will not grow. Since they've decided to remove the subsidy, let our president please open the floodgates of heaven borders in the south so it can at least cushion the suffering that Nigerians will go through during this hard and perilous period of subsidy removal. Sean, with that message there. All right, Sean, thank you for your message. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hi, good evening.
Good evening, Sandra.
Welcome. Talk to me.
It already do. Sandra.
It's still morning, no? Waiting all red for morning
Sandra.
Time.
Sandra. Kogi people say never cheat on thing. When you see them in the other city. And I do not know anything.
What?
If Nigeria wanted to walk and they want to walk from day one, they could have known how little they consume. Since we are good in duping ourselves, that is why a whole house of red members say they don't have the record or they don't have the number of food they consume. Sandra, how is that possible? It's not because everybody they drop my back and scratch your back. You don't know it's shame. Sandra, look at MRI yesterday, our papa was selling for 185. Total, 185. But the queue, now die. And again, Sandra, if the former president said that he has till June, the people that wrote the script for the present president, do you think that means well for him?
Well, he allegedly went off script. What he said was allegedly not what was on his script.
I understood what it was all about. But this is what I got the back of radio. You don't like it, someone say, by next week I will shut down the station. Someone say, one by the station. They will turn it upside down. I don't understand me.
Okay.
But the people, his handlers, and look at now, he has made any statement about that. Are you not sure having Baba go slow part two? Thank you, Sandra. It already do.
Malik, thanks for calling. Sharon is on the line. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sandra. How are
Welcome.
You?
Welcome. I'm very well.
Man, Sandra, it's as though they've told us that we are going to start this shege for you people. No, this shege is going to start immediately. That's how this whole thing feels. Like, you know, the way they handle this end of force subsidy is just not nice at all. Because, I mean, obviously you can tell that he went off what was written on the speech. And he just went to say it without thinking of how reactive we Nigerians are. I literally in the morning, and then I drove out again in the afternoon to see the queues. I was literally, when I was buying for listening to the inauguration speech. And then when he said that thing, I said, I know that this is going to cause wahala. And lo and behold, it's like, to be fair, I don't think it's going to end before the end, maybe it was end of June, they said they're going to remove the subsidy. Mm-hmm. I think this is just going to continue to spiral down. So I'm wondering why a government wants to start their government like this. Like, you want to start with this kind of, you know, poor communication skills, pretty much. That's what it is.
Mm.
And then, apart from this whole subsidy thing, to be fair, I think his inaugural speech was good.
Okay.
But, I mean, you now use just one off-statement thing and spoil the whole thing,
right.
You know. But it is what it is. Hopefully, we don't see more shiggy.
It is what it is, Sharon says. Well, to be fair, we heard from the Vice President, Kashim Shettima. Kashim Shettima did say to Nigerians, please bear with us. Things are going to get pretty rough before they get better, because we will remove subsidy and we're going to try and ensure that we have one exchange rate with the Naira. He said that days before the president was sworn in and the president made his statement about the subsidy. So you could say that there was some warning from the administration that things are about to get tough. Now, did people hear the warning? Did people take the warning seriously? Mm-hmm. And of course, when he said that, did he mean that it will start literally on day one? I don't know. But if it's not now that people are dealing with the consequence of subsidy removal, they'll be dealing with it on Thursday, which is when the 1st of June is. 1st of June is Thursday, and according to Buhari's timeline before he handed over, that's when subsidy was supposed to end, right? So if you're not dealing with the shege now, you deal with the shege from the 1st of June. Either way, subsidy is gone, which is what the president meant when he said that, you know, during his speech. He said it's unfortunate, but that's what he has meant. It is gone, but we're going to deal with it. All the policy experts will tell you that this is the right move, the right step in the right direction. But of course, it will also tell you that there has to be a plan for the impact of the removal on Nigerians. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Talk.
NS too.
Oga, wetin happen? I don't send her go market. I be dey owe you money.
Oga pharmacy, no be your boy I dey call Jare. I dey ask for NS liver salt medicine wey dey comot any yamayama discomfort for person belle, whether na heartburn, constipation, or even indigestion. Oh, NS liver salt get lemon, orange, and other correct flavors. With NS liver salt, belle go dey balance. Oya Oga pharmacy, sama me one, make I go enjoy.
NS liver salt, the medicine wey dey make your belle kulele. Rush enter NS pharmacy, go buy your own now.
Na product of Neschem Pharmaceutical Limited.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the biggest football fan festival is back. It's GoalFest, the festival of champions. Featuring exciting games, food, comedy, live music by some of the very best Nigerian music superstars. And you can watch the UEFA Champions League final on a huge screen. GoalFest 2023 will take place on the 10th of June at the Balmoral Convention Center, Federal Palace Hotel, Amadubello Way, Victoria Island, Lagos. Time 2 p.m. Get your tickets now available at www.goalfestnigeria.com. GoalFest 2023 is powered by Femi and the Gang and Football Republic. Proudly refreshed by Pepsi.
Sponsored by BetWinner.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
Sandra Ezekwesili. Babatunde, do we have you on the line? Hello? Is Babatunde there? No, he's not. All right. So let's go to WhatsApp then and see the messages there. Sandra, Nigeria, there are some statements you don't make in public. It has to be executed. Before it's executed, you have to consult with experts before saying it out loud. The mentality of governing a state cannot be used for a whole country. He has to reverse that statement altogether. Action speaks louder than words. Tebekemi Loki, Bedengdora, with that message there. All right, Tebekemi. We've got more messages. Let me take a look at this one here. Tinubu said he will continue where Buhari stopped on infrastructure. People should stop being sentimental. Okay, greenish with that message there. Ekene from Oshodi says, if this subsidy is finally removed, all the filling stations, are they going to sell a liter of fuel at the same price, or you sell as you buy? Well, ideally, you sell as you buy. Bay says, Sandra, here in Ojo, I bought fuel at a filling station for 400 naira per liter. It was boldly on their meter 1 hour ago. Yes, our president-elect's speech about it yesterday might be a goof, but did these fuel stations just get deliveries at a high price that same yesterday? We are our own enemies. Abe, thank you for your message. SND2 says, do people realize how much power a president wields? How can people be blaming petrol stations? The new president called for it and they hearkened to his call. All right, SND2, thank you for your message. Stephen from Fadei says, the removal of subsidy is long overdue. The only problem I have with Tinubu's pronouncement is that he didn't wait to put adequate measures in place before the announcement. It was not Tinubu that removed subsidies. Subsidy was removed by Buhari. Tinubu only announced that there is no provision for subsidy in the current national budget. Moreover, subsidy is killing the economy of this nation. Just 2022 alone, Nigeria spent $10 billion on subsidy, while Dangote Refinery only cost $19 billion. My only problem with Tinubu and Buhari in the removal of subsidy is the fact that they spearheaded a protest when Jonathan was trying to remove subsidy. All right, Stephen from Fadei, thank you for your message. Okay. This message here says, Sandra, someone like me has a different perspective towards the noise of fuel subsidy. Tinubu, this or that, and Nigeria as a whole. The bottom line is Nigeria... Okay, can't read the rest of that message. Truth is, Tinubu was set up to carry this baggage by Buhari. Buhari removed subsidy from the budget, passed it on, and vacated to Daura. I'm sure Tinubu's team generally advised the president to spill the beans early on so as not to be blamed after he has spent some time in office. I say again, Buhari and his team greatly destroyed Nigeria. Imagine, Buhari is the first president in a long while who looked fresh and young after spending 8 years ruling. No effort. Even the great Obama looked old and tired after his tenure. Okay. Oh my gosh. We've got Ralph from Satellite Town who says, what's the connection between inauguration and subsidy? We blame POS operators when we had Naira scarcity as government makes Naira available. Did we still complain? Nobody should blame marketers. Let's let the blame go to the government that didn't know how to do the right thing at the right time. All right, Ralph from Satellite Town, thanks for your message. That's the last one I'll take on the show because it's time to bring you business news. After the business news, let's bring you Community U Report. Chukwudi is already here and they will both make sure that you have a great time. Don't forget that at 5 o'clock, we'll go to River State and Kano State to find out how their own inauguration ceremonies went. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.